Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is July 9th. The Roman Show returns to you back to the airwaves. And we have a great show for you lined up today with WWN's ring announcer, Heather Lynn, who also manages, and the Ultimate Fighter contestant, Josh Clark, who joins us here today on The Roman Show. If you'd like to interact with us, feel free to do so. All you have to do is call 714-868-0222. That's 714-868-0222. As The Roman Show starts right now.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go. Five.
Guidance, and
surgeon,
go. Light,
calm.
We're go. Light,
GNC,
we're go.
Down here,
go.
Control,
go.
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 FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go. Fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
All right, everyone, it's July 9th. The Roman Show continues to be on the airwaves. We'd like to thank every single one of you guys for tuning in, whether you're listening live or listening on iTunes, Stitcher, or Blog Talk. We thank you very much. We also want to let you know to please subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/rroman0201, where you will have an opportunity to see exclusive interviews that you're only going to see on The Roman Show. And you can also visit theromanshow.com for more information. We got two exclusive interviews, actually, that took place during the Florida SuperCon event this past weekend. One with Jerry the King Lawler. And the other one, which is a big hit, Scott Steiner, Big Papa Pump, the Big Bad Booty Daddy, is on The Roman Show's YouTube channel. In a one-on-one exclusive interview, cover everything from his thoughts on the current product of the world of professional wrestling. Also, he talks about his opinion on The Rock's critics, how he came up with that gimmick of the Big Bad Booty Daddy, Big Papa Pump, and much more. Oh, and his thoughts on mixed martial arts, if he is a big fan of it, and if he would have done it if he were younger. So that, and plus much more on The Roman Show, youtube.com/radio show. With that being said, we'd like to also let everyone know to please tune in to our YouTube Twitter account and follow us at The Roman Show. That's at The Roman Show. In fact, we are tweeting right now as we speak. So if you have anything to say, please wait. Please go ahead and do so. We'll tweet right back to you. You know, it's the afternoon. So one thing we love to do out here in Miami is have our espresso shot. So if I'm speaking a little faster than before, that is the reason why. That being said, again, we have Heather Lynn, the beautiful Heather Lynn, on the show, and much more as the show continues to make lots of headlines. Our Mike Bondo interview appeared on the Miami Herald, to check that out, and much more. Okay, I'd like to read the message here real quick. Talk some professional wrestling. Yesterday, Sting tweeted a cryptic message, 7-14-14. That's Monday Night Raw. So speculation started that Sting could finally be the time that we can see Sting in the WWE. However, I hope it's true, but however, don't put all your marbles in one hat, because it could just be him talking about the WWE video game that's coming out, that he is going to be one of those hidden characters, along with Psycho Sid, who also tweeted the same thing. Over the weekend, Santino Marella announced he is hanging up the boots. Santino Marella is now retired, as he has had several injuries with his neck, and he just feels that he just can't keep going forward in the professional wrestling ring, so he hanged up his boot. good way to do it. Crass act. Cynthia Morella is. So our hat off to Cynthia Morella, who had a wonderful career. It's now official. Chris Jericho versus Bray Wyatt at the Battlegrounds pay-per-view, along with a fatal four-way for the WWE heavyweight title with a champion John Cena versus Orton, Reigns, and Kane. And then they have the Intercontinental title, Battle Royal, since the title is vacant. And they have a long list of participants there that will all be battling for the gold. And Rusev versus Jack Swagger. Well, guys, we're going to go into a quick little break. We'll be right back with more on The Roman Show and our first guest, Heather Lynn.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get six Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
July 11th, folks, if you have nothing to do, well, you should have something to do, because Friday, July 11th, Declaration of Independence 2014 FIP will be taking place in Huber City, Florida, 1915 East 7th Avenue, or you can catch it live, streaming in HD at WWNLive.com. And right now, we have the pleasure of speaking to the voice of the WWN, the lady who holds the mic and lets everyone know who is walking down the aisle, Miss Heather Lynn. How are you, Heather?
I'm good, thank you. Yourself?
Awesome. Can't complain, Heather. Thanks so much for taking some time and speaking to us here as Heather Lynn. She is the lady behind the mic saying who is walking down the aisle. But you've also served as a valet and a manager and also wrestled. Heather, which one of these positions or roles do you like the most?
I'd have to say I'm leaning towards ring announcing. I'm out there the whole show. I get to see every game up close. And I genuinely enjoy doing it. So I love everything I do around the ring, but it's probably beginning to be my favorite.
Now, how did you get involved with ring announcing? Because I'll tell you this, I too have ring announced, and, you know, people think it's so easy. People think it's just get on the microphone and just start calling out the guy or the girl walking down the aisle and state the height and the weight, and that's pretty much it. But it takes a little more to this, Heather.
Oh, it's a lot of work, especially for, Shine. Shine is a lot of work because the girls always have a lot of information to get out, so I try to get out as much as I can without any mistakes. So it's a lot of work. I got into it because I was out with Trevin Adams, the ambassador for WWN, and we were at a show, and he asked me if I wanted to do ring announcing. I had done it before. It's on a smaller level for a couple other fans, and I said, sure, I'd love to do it, and he put me in for an FIP match, and then it just went off from there, and I had a great time doing it.
Now, are there any inspirational individuals that you look up to that are ring announcers? First one that just comes to my mind right now, Jillian Garcia.
Oh, Lillian's awesome. I think she's got an amazing voice. She's been doing it for a long time. I met her once before. She's an absolutely sweet person, too. But Justin Roberts, I like his announcing style as well. I think he has a great voice. I think all of them are pretty talented. It's that you've got to be in order to have a job with WWE like that, where you've been ring announcing and they stay with the company and they only use them, so they're doing something right.
Yeah, and what do you tend to do prior to the match? Is there anything that you do to warm up? Because essentially you are the first person to walk in the ring and get everyone motivated and pumped. Is there something that you do prior to the event?
Nothing in particular. I get excited. I make sure I go over all my notes and go over everything I need to get out and talk to the promoter and make sure that I get all the information he wants to convey to the audience out. Make sure all my information on the wrestlers is correct and, you know, just get ready to go. I like to get in the ring, kind of pop up the crowd a little bit too before we go on air, and then get everybody going.
You know, one of the things that I see, and again, since I've been in your role, is when you read out the wrong result. Has that ever happened to you, reading out the wrong winner? Or some what other mistake have you done that you're like, oh, you have to correct yourself? And it happens to the best of us.
Knock on wood, I hope I don't read out the wrong winner. Haven't done that yet, and better knock on some wood because that'll be my luck. So it's the only thing I've made mistakes on is sometimes when I have a lot to say. Like when there's changes, like at Shine, there was a few travel issues, so some of the girls couldn't make it, and I had to announce some stuff. It seems like it's a mouthful, so I kind of maybe trip up on my words a little bit, or I might forget to say one or two little things, but I mean, I try to do the best I can and try to make up for it when I do. I mean, hopefully I don't mess up now.
I've seen it so many times. You know, I've done some MMA, and I'll see they'll read out the wrong corner. You know, they'll be like the red corner, and then it turns out to be it's actually the other guy. So now here you have one guy getting excited, and he's like, I mean, it's a little different in professional wrestling, of course. I mean, you could always tell the difference of the person who is, but it happens sometimes. I think it was Lillian Garcia actually did a mistake not too long ago where she made the wrong announcement. I don't know. I think she read the way. There was a DQ, she read it something, but it does happen to the best of us, believe it or not. But, wrestling, you have wrestled. Are you still training into wrestling, or are you still pursuing that every now and then?
No, wrestling wasn't something I did full-time. I just did it a couple times to do it. I prefer managing over wrestling, just because I like the psychology of managing. I like being ringside and getting involved without having to take nasty bumps. But, I don't train to wrestle anymore. I do still go to training occasionally just to check things out. But my body, I have, it's called fibromyalgia. It's very similar to arthritis. So my body doesn't necessarily like me to be training that much anymore. So I kind of tend to keep it on the not getting in the ring as much side.
Is there one specific wrestler that you have not managed and would like to, and which is one wrestler that you do like to manage all the time?
One of my favorites was either Adam Pearce or James Morgan. Those were probably two of my favorite people to manage over when I was still on the West Coast. And then I don't know who I'd like to manage now. Roderick Strong or somebody like that, Trent Beretta. Any of those guys that are, I like to do with a nice, strong heel, you know, that kind of comes across and does his thing and just destroys people. But I'm not necessarily sure they need, you know, a big manager, a very loud manager like I am.
Heather, how does a role, and I think this is a pretty good question here, but how does a role of a manager differ from a male into a female? You know, what are the differences there? Essentially, you got to hype up the person that you're managing, but how does it differ? How much of a pull you would say a manager has, alas, being a female instead of a male?
Well, being a female, obviously you have certain, you know, sexual connotations you can easily use, especially if the referee's a male. Distractions are always a little bit easier when you're a girl. Being a male manager, I believe, can sometimes be harder because you've got to do things without, you know, to get the attention without having to use what a lot of girls tend to use, you know, their body and things like that. So I believe being a male manager is pretty hard, but at the same time, you know, being a female manager, if you want to be a strong female manager, you have to learn how to, you know, get the crowd going and everything without necessarily using your, you know, figure, body, whatever, to get fully across. So I think they're both, you know, different in their own ways, but they're still pretty similar. You're still trying to get the audience to react to you. You still got to get, you know, whether you want them to boo or cheer your wrestler, and it all depends on what you do in that ring and outside that ring.
You have a favorite female manager? I mean, right now, Lana. I'm liking Lana the way she carries on with Rusev.
Current or of all time?
What's that, sorry?
Current manager or...
Yeah, current.
Manager?
Currently.
I agree, Lana's pretty good. She's loud. She gets out there. At Shine, I like April Hunter because I think she has a lot to... the show without really necessarily taking away from it.
Elizabeth is always a... how about Sensational Sherry?
Sherry and Liz are my favorite on the female. And then for male, it would be Bobby Heenan.
I've
always looked up to them and always loved them. And still, to this day, I go back on the network and watch a lot of their stuff. Always learning.
They're definitely very entertaining. Heather, so you definitely got your hands very busy July 11th. Now, not only do you work for Shine, but you travel all across the country.
Not in the cross country anymore. I just moved here from the West Coast. I do travel in state quite a bit. I am willing to travel out of the country, or out of, you know, the state. But it's just been busy with work, you know, my normal job, and then doing this. And I like to stay loyal to WWE because... they treat me right, so I try to treat them right.
Now, Heather, aside from this, you have another job, but I also understand you have a child, too. So being a mom, being in the professional wrestling world, how do you juggle with this?
Not very carefully. I have a very good supportive system as far as my family goes. Like, her dad and I are really good friends, so he helps a lot when I'm not with her. You know, he takes her. If I have shows, he'll take her. Or she just goes with me. And she likes to go watch it, and she sits there while I do it. And she checks out the show. She loves a lot of the wrestlers, and, you know, she likes watching it. So I'm fortunate that I'm able to bring her with me.
Do you get her involved in any of the storylines, or do you plan or intend to?
No. I'd rather her not be in the business right now, but, you know, she just likes to go watch it. She'll talk to the wrestlers. She cheers them and stuff, or boos them. Ringside. Occasionally they'll interact with her if they know her. But nothing along the lines where I pull her into an angle.
But would you be okay with her and when she grows up being in the wrestling business? Or would you suggest something else?
I prefer she doesn't. But I wouldn't, you know, not support her.
I think that's what they all say when it comes to this stuff. Heather, I want to thank you so very much for joining us here. Now, where can folks reach out to you to book you?
You can email me at heatherlynn, YNN1024@gmail.com. Or my Facebook, I have, it's under heatherlynn1024. I have a page and I have a website. Either one can get a hold of me. Those are the easiest ways. My Twitter is also heatherlynn1024. Almost everything's heatherlynn1024. it's easy. If you send me a message, I usually respond right away, if it's about booking, especially. And, you know, I try to work it out the best way I can. So I really love what I do, and I love this business. I've loved it for a long time, so anything I can do to help make it even a little bit better is really good.
Yeah, I have a good friend of my mother, Myth, a good friend of the show here, has thrown some very excellent pictures of you, and they're all over the net, so you should check that out. So you and him have had a couple of photo shoots.
Yeah, we just did one before Shine on Friday, and those pictures are coming out fantastic. He's so good at what he does. I think he could make a piece of lint look good at this point because he's an excellent photographer.
Yeah, the guy
so
is
I have
definitely
only awesome. Him to thank for all of that.
Yeah, the guy is definitely awesome. He is really great at his picture, Modern Myth. He also helps us out here some of the pictures as well. Well, Heather, I'm going to put you to the test before you let you go. Can we hear that great voice of yours and... say, you know, you're listening to The Roman Show, and give it your little twist here, a little charisma.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to The Roman Show. We thank you again for going ahead and listening to us, and we hope you enjoyed it. So I want to see you come back and listen to the Roman Show.
Wonderful. Very beautiful, Heather. Thank you so very much. Again, folks, July 11th, check out Heather. She'll be announcing all the guys and girls that will be walking down the aisle at FIP Declaration of Independence 2014, July 11th, taking place at Yuba City, 1915 East 7th Avenue. And you can see the live stream in HD, WWNLive.com. Heather, thanks very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
What's up? This is WWE Superstar John Cena. Keep listening to The Roman Show. If you don't, I'll check the phone book. I'll find you. It'll get weird. With these. Weird.
All right, everyone, you know, we all have a hard days, our muscles are tight, and if you live in Miami, there's one place you need to go, and Miranda's going to take care of you. That's Massages in Space, 1997 Southwest 1st Street, number 305-962-4123. That's 1997 Southwest 1st Street, 305-962-4123 for an affordable price, ladies and gentlemen. You will get an excellent massage. I promise you, an excellent, marvelous massage. Make sure you tell Miranda that the Roman Show sent you. That's Massages in Space in Miami, Florida. Also, if you need to get your website up and running to get your business online, there's one place you need to visit. That is OchoaOnline.com. OchoaOnline.com puts together your website at an affordable rate. Very easy to do. Just call up Mo. Visit OchoaOnline.com. They are the ones who set together the RomanShow.com. OchoaOnline.com for an affordable website. Guys, you can't have a business without a website. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we move forward here in the Roman Show as we're going to talk some NBA. The rumors have started. The world just doesn't know what to know, what to believe. Where is LeBron James going? Is he returning back home to Cleveland? Is he staying and his talents remaining in South Beach? As of right now, we do not know anything. All we do know is that the president of the Miami Heat, Mr. Pat Riley, went out to Las Vegas to meet with LBJ, the king. That is all we know. And we do know also that there is a three-team deal which will allow the Cavaliers to free up cash, which could possibly bring in LeBron. Also, other sources, ESPN is reporting that Carmelo Anthony is waiting on LeBron's choice before he makes a decision. A lot of speculation in the NBA. Other news is that the Cavs are also pursuing Ray Allen and Mike Miller. So it seems like the Cavs have a vendetta against the Miami Heat as they are just going to grab or attempting to grab any single player that has played for the Miami Heat. But it's too soon. Don't jump the gun. We're still in July 9th. They got some time before LeBron James, Melo, and all the rest of the guys come to a final decision. So stay tuned. And for all you fanboys out there on the internet, relax. Nothing has happened yet. Talk some soccer real brief. Brazil just got annihilated yesterday, 7-1. If you saw that match, the entire match, then that was just a big disappointment. You know what really ticks me off is that the entire World Cup has been exciting. Every single match, you know, they've all been good. I mean, maybe one or two that have been kind of dull, but for the most part, every single game has been exciting. You know, they go to penalty kicks, they go to extra time. They've been awesome. But yesterday was just an annihilation in the first half, 5 goals. It's just ridiculous. Brazil just couldn't find. I guess they just forgot how to kick the ball into the goal zone. Just couldn't find the net. The goalie was too good. I don't know what happened, but I can tell you that what happened in their very own country was embarrassing. And if you just go online right now, the amount of memes that are available, it's just really funny. And the reaction of the people, really hilarious. But very sad to see Brazil go out that way. At least maybe if it was like a 1-1, you know, tie, and then they go into penalty kicks, okay. But 7-1. 7-1. That is just embarrassing. And these are the Brazilians, a team that have 5 World Cups. And they were going for their 6th in their own territory. If you have something to say in regards to the performance of the Brazilian team or the World Cup, feel free to tweet to us at The Roman Show. We will read your tweets live. All right, guys, moving forward, we're going to talk some mixed martial arts. As over the weekend, there was a lot of MMA, including Chris Weidman's defeat against Lyoto Machida as he remains the middleweight champion. A lot of hype went into Chris Weidman, knowing that he defeated Anderson Silva twice, a legend. And then people expected, well, some thought that Lyoto Machida was really going to test Weidman. He did, but it was really towards the 4th and 5th round where he got tested. Mind you, Chris Weidman had never been to the 4th and 5th round, so he got tested for the first time. Now, of course, Weidman, he'll be okay, according to Dana White. You know, if he keeps going the way he is, fixes a couple of things, guy's going to be a star. But my question is, where does Lyoto Machida go? Because I don't see him getting another title shot anytime soon. Not only that, he is getting up in the age territory. You know, he's kind of aging already. He's mid-30s. And you know that in fighting, once around you hit that level there, it's kind of up in the air as far as what you're going to do. So does Lyoto Machida remain as a gatekeeper, if you want to say, since he's 36 years old? Does he continue to fight? I mean, what happens next? What happens next to Lyoto Machida, the dragon? I mean, he's not done. He's not completely done. The guy could fight. There's no doubt about that. But, again, the opportunities of him getting another title shot are very scarce. You know, it's just, it's unfortunate. You know, that guy was fun. You know, he brought something new. But I think we might be seeing almost towards the end of Lyoto Machida, which entered the UFC way back in UFC 67. That's back in 2007. So close to 10 years, Lyoto Machida's been part of the UFC. Again, I don't think he'll retire. I mean, that guy could fight. It's just the fact that, you know, well, we see him fight for another title. He already fought John Jones. He was defeated by Jones. He fought Weidman. He was defeated by Weidman. So, again, his chances of getting another shot are not that high right now. Ronda Rousey, however, just continues to annihilate any opponent that is put in front of her. Her latest victim, Alexis Davis, 15 seconds. That's all it took her. 15 seconds. I mean, the entire fight fits in an Instagram video, for God's sake. That's how much of a quick fight it was for Ronda Rousey. So who is next? What's next for Ronda Rousey? Ronda Rousey was asked if she could fight for the UFC 176, which now has been postponed, or better yet, canceled, because the event is not going to take forward anymore. It's not going to take place that now that Jose Aldo was injured. And that fight will not be happening until later this year, and more than likely in Brazil. So what happens next to Ronda Rousey? Well, she did say that she is in need of a knee surgery, so expect her to take some time off that. And then, you know, you got to give her someone good. I know that I know competition is scarce out there. We understand that. But you do got Amanda Nunes. I think Amanda Nunes, who fights in the UFC, is pretty good, pretty talented. She is good on the ground. I mean, sorry, on the striking game. Has several knockouts. And Ronda has just, remember, her thing is bringing people down and laying the armbar. The striking game, I think that she can really test her out with Amanda. Amanda could test out her striking game and expose it. So maybe a win or two, and I think Amanda should get a title shot. Kanzen Ghana was next for a title shot until she was injured. She is also a strong candidate. Of course, we all hear about Chris Cyborg. We don't know what's going to happen. They asked Dana White about it. But, you know, I'm not too convinced already on Chris Cyborg. I'm not too convinced. I really think it's going to be another person that could defeat Ronda Rousey. And as I mentioned about the UFC 176, again, is that postponement. Lorenzo Fertitta explained on why it was canceled. And reason being is, well, again, Jose Aldo got hurt. So they, again, that fight's going to happen a little later this year. And now the ones that are scheduled to fight on that fight card have now been moved around in other fight cards. By the way, in regards to UFC 175, Stefan Struve, he wasn't able to compete after passing out prior to his fight. But he does say that his blackout is not related to a heart issue. And I do remember reading that Stefan Struve said he was willing to fight despite the fact he had had the blackout, but doctors had just recommended, hey, you know, go have a seat, relax, and we'll take it from there. The Ultimate Fighter concluded one of the season's most boring, according to Dana White. And Eddie Gordon, who fought for CFA down here in Miami, Florida, was the Ultimate Fighter on one end. But I think the highlight, obviously, of that entire show was BJ Penn announcing his retirement from the octagon as he was defeated, annihilated by Frankie Edgar. In fact, he has gone on the record and said, I should have not returned. Although you got to admit that BJ Penn looked in great shape. He looked amazing. But the guy just, that's it. That is it. It is what it is. He had a great run. Move forward to whatever is next on his life. But great job by BJ Penn and his career. Obviously, a Hall of Famer. Speaking of the Ultimate Fighter, we're going to go ahead and welcome in Josh Clark, who was a contestant on that. And we'll be right back after this short little break.
George St. Pierre is the champion. Champ wants to fight
Check it out. Keep listening to The Roman Show.
Hey, this is Dana White, the president of the UFC. Keep watching The Roman Show.
All right, folks, the Ultimate Fighter has just completed. We saw the great event this past weekend where Frankie Edgar defeated BJ Penn, BJ Penn being 11. But, you know, on the show there were several fighters, and one of them is on the line right now that participated in the contest, Mr. Josh Clark. Josh, welcome to the Roman Show, man.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Awesome. We can't complain. Josh, well, were you at the event Sunday? And what was your experience out there?
Yeah, you know, I actually did go to the event. Man, it was awesome. It was my first event at Mandalay Bay. They put on an awesome show, and I was glad to be a part of it.
I know that I understand that week was an international week. I did get a chance to see that you were talking to some folks from the MMA world. Anyone in particular that you got to meet that you wanted to and you got some good advice?
I'm sorry, you cut out there for a second. What was you talking about again?
About International Week, the whole big convention they got. Did you get the chance to meet anyone out there?
Yeah, the Fan Expo, man. It was, you know, I've seen a lot of guys. I think Vanderlei Silva was there, Tito. You know, they all were busy, man. Tito was coaching the kid in wrestling. Those are the only two guys I've seen. I didn't really want to bother them, you know. And then at some other booths, man, there were some huge, huge lines, but I never stood in line. But, you know, it was a nice show, man, off of that Fan Expo.
Now, Josh, usually sometimes when, you know, the Ultimate Fighter, the event itself takes place, they have some of the fighters fighting the card. That didn't happen on your end.
Yeah, no, you know, they only brought back the guys who won the fight in the house, unfortunately. But, yeah, so none of us, anybody that got eliminated in the first round did not advance in the house.
So with you, what's the situation with you? Are you still in talk with the UFC? Did they tell you, you know, you need to go to a regional show or somewhere else and get a couple of fights before we welcome you back?
Yeah, you know, they haven't said yet. I'm waiting on my release papers. Somebody said we got released on Thursday, so I'm trying to find out. But, you know, I mean, they haven't told me that, but I feel like that's maybe what I'm going to have to do. You know, it is what it is. I'm willing to go out and fight whoever, whenever, just to get back into the UFC.
Gotcha. Now, you had not fought since 2011 before heading to the Ultimate Fighter in the house. During that time, what were the reason why you didn't compete? And secondly, was that actually a benefit towards you, since physically and mentally, you know, you could be pain free since you're not fighting or training?
Well, you know, for about a year and a half, or since 2011, I concentrated on boxing. I was a downhill slope for my MMA career; wasn't going anywhere, so I started boxing. The boxing definitely was to my advantage, you know. It allowed me to stay in there, get hit, not panic. Definitely helped my fight awareness out. But as far as not having a fight in 2.5 years, an MMA fight, definitely hindered me. You know, my timing on my ground was off because I hadn't worked on jiu-jitsu in 2.5 years.
Hello? Hello, Josh?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. So you're saying that your ground game was off because of that layoff?
Yeah, you know, so I just felt like a new guy there on the mat, and I was getting tapped all the time in practice. You know, that was hindering my confidence before my fight. So it was just, you know, I think mentally, just as far as the mental aspect of it goes, it definitely hindered me on the show. But at the same time, you know, the show saved my career, so I'm happy with that.
So it's kind of like a win-win situation for you there. So obviously, if you would have had some experience, you said, in that 2-year layoff, you think you would have fared a little bit better in the show?
I would have won the show. Not a doubt in my mind. I would have won the show easy. I've been more confident. And yeah, it's not even a question. I would have won the show, and I would probably come on the show at 185, not 205.
Okay, so. But you live and learn. Your lessons learned that you live throughout life, Josh. But Josh, BJ Penn, surrounded by BJ Penn, Hall of Famer, legend, Frank Yeager, another future Hall of Famer. What did you learn from these guys? Did you get to talk to them a lot? Not only them, but also their coaches.
Yeah, I didn't really get to talk to Frankie that much. But when I did, you know, he seemed like a down-to-earth guy, pretty cool guy. And then, you know, BJ, he was a good coach. You know, he showed us quite a bit on the ground, but... And then outside the gym, he was just as laid back, you know, treated us all the same. So, you know, he's a good guy. And it was good to be on his team and you know, be part of such a legend. I mean, because, you know, now he's about to retire, and I got to say, you know, hey, I got to train with him right before he retired. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, no doubt about that. How about the other coaches, that Frankie and BJ Penn chose? Did you know, some of the things that you took from this show?
You know, as far as Frankie's coaches, man, he done an awesome job with coaching staff. I mean, they clean sweep just so, you know, they done an awesome job. And you know, as far as our coaching staff goes, and they were good guys, and they brought in, you know, some legends, Hackelman, Mark Coleman, I'm sorry, Chuck Liddell.
Yep.
So I mean, yeah, they try to put together the best, you know, coaching staff too. It was a good experience, though.
What would you say that you made some friends out of this event? And do you still train with them? Do you train with them on occasion?
You know, I definitely made some good friends. I keep in contact with them. No, I haven't got to train with any of them yet. But I did see Eddie Gordon, so Eddie Gordon come into town. I picked him up. I didn't pick him up. I actually just met him at the gym. And then Matt Van Buren, you know, he's become a good friend. I picked him up from the hotel, let him come back, cook all the food here in my apartment, so he would wouldn't have to eat out all through the whole week. So, you know, I try to help them out. So, yeah, man, I definitely made some good friends on the red team and the blue team. You know, I still keep in touch with Mike King, Anton Berzin, and, you know, Preacher Todd, so, which you on the red team. But, you know, I keep on following them.
Now, there was some talk, Dana White himself saying that this season was probably one of the ones that was very lackluster. What would you say to some of this criticism that the season has received?
Yeah, who was lackluster? You cut out.
Yeah, that some of the critics have said that this has been one of the most lackluster seasons in the history of the program.
What would you say to the critics? You know, I don't know, man. I mean, when you go back and look at it, it was pretty boring. But I'm not for sure, you know, why it played out the way it does. You know, sometimes styles make fights, and I think there was some fights there that the styles were too close, and you know, it just caused for some boring fights. And then you had a bunch of wrestlers on the other team, so you know, everybody knows their strategy, take it down. And so, you know, I think it kind of made for a boring season, some of the, you know, styles realistically, and then, you know, them being a team full of wrestlers.
Gotcha. Well, gosh, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. You said you're trying to fight anyone that comes at you, but any idea what's the timetable when we will see you in action?
Yeah, I'm trying to look for a fight, I guess, middle part of August, maybe the end of July, depending, but definitely... First part of August. I would want to fight three times before the year's up.
Gotcha, Joshua. I want to thank you so very much for coming on board here on the Roman Show and speaking to us. And we want to wish you good luck in the career and hopefully talk to you very soon before your fight.
All right, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, Josh. Have a good day. Thanks.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
We have several fighters that were on that card, including Chris Hallman, who came short against John Fitch. John Fitch defeating Hallman by decision. Was Justin Gaethje defending his lightweight title against Nick Newell? And Justin Gaethje annihilated Nick Newell. Nick Newell wasn't. He had talked it out to Nick. The press was striking. He just couldn't do nothing on Justin Gaethje. Nothing at all. Justin Gaethje remained unbeaten. Lightweight champion. So who's next? Please follow me, who we had on the show last week, and not unfortunately. Should be a person they could eye. Of course, Melvin Gallardo, you for the pursuit fight, could possibly go that route. But I stopped the Gaziest Alvante on that show. Alfonso, unfortunately, came very short on winning and will not be getting a title shot. Oh, see, I rephrased that because Cody Bollinger is next for the lightweight title shot against Justin Gaethje, as Pablo and Justin and Cody were fighting for the number one contender spot. So it will be Cody and Justin coming up for the title at a future World Series of Fighting event. So maybe you can have Lard and Palomino go one-on-one, and then the winner of that get the title shot. Just saying. Well, also in other news, Thiago Silva, not the soccer player from the Brazil team, but Thiago Silva, former UFC fighter, will be making a return to the cage as he will be a part of Fight Time. I'm not a big fan of Fight Time, but I must say that this is the most impressive they've ever gotten before. But, yeah, the Thiago Silva will be fighting at this event on August 29th. And he is back after, well, in February, he was arrested after he reportedly showed up drunk and armed at an Oakland Park gym and threatened to kill his estranged wife, Tiasa, and her boyfriend, Pablo Popovich. Initial charges of attempted murder were reduced to aggravated assault. Silva was released from detention of on $25,000 bond in March, and the judge ordered as conditions for release and bond that Silva stay away from drugs and alcohol, wear an ankle monitoring bracelet, and attend anger management classes and stick to a 10 p.m. curfew. That is what was stated. The UFC released Silva immediately following the incident. Question. And we had his attorney here, actually, not too long ago. Now, I want to read that little paragraph there one more time. The judge ordered, as conditions for release on bond, that Silva stay away from drugs and alcohol. Okay, he could do that. Wear an ankle monitoring bracelet. That's very important. Attend anger management classes, okay, and stick to a 10 p.m. curfew. Question. Will he have that bracelet on when he fights? And does that 10 p.m. curfew still stand? I want to find that out. Now, according to CBS4, they have a quote here from Silva who says, I'm still training. I got to lose more weight. Right now, I'm like 230 pounds, and I have to lose like 25 pounds. So I'm training. I'm going to do my best and push hard. Everyone knows my style. I fight hard. In other words, nothing was mentioned at this press conference they had today about him, his situation back in February. Nothing was mentioned, but the fight will take place August 29th at the War Memorial Auditorium in Fort Lauderdale. I was not present at the press conference. However, I am hoping any journalists out there that covered this, or bloggers, or wannabe bloggers, or wannabe journalists, if you are listening to the show, please tell me that someone brought up that question. The monitoring bracelet, the curfew, and in regards to him fighting, you know, what are the repercussions? I mean, is he going to be allowed? What happened? I would really like to know that. Also, his opponent. We don't know too much anything about this. And I say this because I know that promotion and how they hold back on certain answers. And right now, actually, we're listening to the interview that CBS4 had with this with Thiago Silva. But again, I think during this press conference, from what I am seeing here right now, nothing happened. Nothing was mentioned about his bracelet, about his incident. And I think this is an important thing. So I'm really hoping, please, someone out there, please call me. Please call the show and let me know, or let us know what was mentioned. Apparently, according to the news here, he's going to fight a couple of times for fight time. And this goes back in February, had that incident. I mean, good for Silva. Hopefully he changed his character. Hopefully he changed everything about himself. Yeah, Frank Smith. Yeah, Frank Smith, the attorney, good friend of ours. He did come out here during the press conference, said that he, you know, nothing was going to say. All he had to mention was to talk about the fight. So that's what happened. There it is. Nothing was mentioned about that incident. That's what happened right there. Press conference. So no, nothing could have mentioned. Nothing was mentioned in regards to the whole race and all that stuff. Well, so there you go. They even questioned there if they will be able to fill the seats inside the War Memorial. That's what the reporter has said. I wish I could play an audio clip, but this thing just was posted literally just not too long ago. actually the noontime. So that's what happened. Now you can just check it on CBS4, or we'll go ahead and share it on our fan page. Guys, with that being said, that pretty much wraps up the entire show today. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter at The Roman Show. Follow me, Rodolfo Roman, at RomanDH. Also, subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. Visit the website, theromanshow.com. We'll catch you next week here on the program, as we will have, or we are scheduled to have, Eddie Gordon, the new Ultimate Fighter. Check you out, guys. Keep it tuned to theromanshow.com.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolph or Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolph or Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.